The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley. Trade talks with China, Harley.
Yeah, they're troubled. They're tense, that's for sure. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer says that Beijing is trying to renege on some of its promises and also said the president is serious about adding some new or additional tariffs on nearly everything the U.S. imports from China if they don't get off the dime here and get it done.
You're funny. If you don't get off the dime and get it done, I tell you what, he can negotiate the Donald, can't he?
Well, he can, you know, and when he said that, it rattled the markets. But then a lot of people said he's just negotiating, and so the markets came back. But the bottom line is that, the U.S. officials are saying, we're not going back on the documents that have already been negotiated. We're not going to do that. And so they're not going to let him do it. I mean, either that or they won't have a deal. You know, so
absolutely.
I guess
that's it. It'll happen. Abortion.
Well, what they're doing is they're going to force another Supreme Court review of the abortion law. Georgia is the latest state to ban abortion once a fetal heartbeat is detected. That can happen as early as 6 weeks, and a lot of women don't even know they're pregnant by then. The governor of the state who signed it said he approved the bill to ensure that all Georgians have the opportunity to live, grow, learn, and prosper in our great state. He said, we'll always continue to fight for life. The measure does make exceptions in the case of rape or incest, as long as there's already a police report on file and that sort of thing. But bottom line is they're saying, this needs to go back to the Supreme Court because technology has changed and viability happens at a different time now.
Yeah, look, I can understand. Everyone can understand. A controversial debate, but it is a debate. Don't hate the person on the other side because they disagree with you. The debate has to be had. Tiger
Woods awarded the Medal of Freedom by the president yesterday. Golf legend Greg Norman has weighed in. He said, bravo. He said he's really, really impressed by Tiger Woods' comeback. He told Fox golf is better for it. He admits he was skeptical, but he said, just look beyond the shores of America. This is important for us. He said, I think the rest of the world, he said, I've been to the Middle East and people are talking about it. It's resonated globally. Yeah. For the good of the game and what the president did yesterday, he said, was justifiably deserved.
Absolutely. Wonderful. And, of course, Tiger almost in tears. Well done, Harley, in the United States of America.